So I would like to find out how far the discussions have gone about the arts plus the gem, whatever.
Maybe we can have another microphone.
Yes, yes, there's another one.
So we talked about yesterday, make something together, and I want to make a small performance in the beginning that what is radio? In the moment I'm using a microphone, and we all know what radio is, I have to tell it to you, but I move on here, and that's a conference, but that's radio now, I think, or that's a different, and you don't see me. Some people of you. And that's the whole concept we talked about yesterday. We talked about when we do something together on our stages or in our theaters or in our Aspersky events, we don't see each other. We only see maybe some persons on one stage and all the others are absent. And maybe that's the topic of next year's presentation. Absence and how to communicate to each other. What can be the rules to communicate? And we say we don't want to use the term jam, because Mamlet is jam. We are not jazzers. Some people came from the jazz background, but we want to make, as we do it here, and we try to figure it out in the European Union and all over, to communicate, structure it. So I will give now the word to Markus, because he said maybe it's a good idea to do it like this at the beginning of our birthday, and in the end we are doing a performance all together, scored 20 minutes. So.
I guess you've already set the essentials. The idea is now to actually look for composer, supervisor, score, choir director who could deliver us a grid for this performance. So we propose that we would, over the next few days, weeks, brainstorm a little bit on possible personalities. Maybe come up with a short list and propose these to you. Then once we have agreed on a person, maybe a few of us could hook up together to co-commission the composition from this person. And then each of us would have to get performers who execute their part of the commission in the respective places where we are and where we are broadcasting from, and then all this material would come together in Vienna and Stockholm to be fed on the satellite channels. So it would be basically up to each producer to get the performers, and of course it may be helpful to then discuss that with the director, composer, who may have ideas or not, but basically the task for him or her will be to draw up a concept that is so open and so clear that everybody can jump in without making it marmalade.
But are you thinking in the moment of using the ISDN lines? Or how? Because I'm just saying it like this, because, you know, like for example, Vienna has, I think, 3 codexes we can use at the same time. But not more. So it's not like that all the lines are coming all the time. I don't know, probably Stockholm has 10 more than we have, I guess. But
it's more similar.
I think we thought about it yesterday. Maybe the concept is also respect. So we have all the mics open, all the channels open in these 2 20-minute slots. So the conductor, conductress, is doing a score line. We don't figure it out if it's only word or it's drones or whatever it can be. The conductor gives in his voice signs, and the most important thing is that the conductor, conductress, he or she is not an artist on stage, because that's what the problem was in the past, that the people who involved in project like this always want to be on stage then and do their own thing. And we don't want to have this own cooking thing of the soup. And I said it yesterday, for me it's a very good metaphor for have a very big mobile phone, but with open channel all over Europe.
But that means like you think about it now that it would be more like one conductor and just using everything and then send it away again, or?
Well, I mean, your point is probably not not unimportant. That's necessary to find out how many ISDN lines we can stream at once. Eric, do you know how many you can catch in Stockholm at the
I think something very. I actually think that we have quite a few codec systems, so we can receive. Since
I think they have more than we.
Yeah, at least 10 signals will be no problem. And then there is also the possibility, because when we were doing our last Arch birthday party, we actually received from Moscow sound over IP, which is also a possibility.
Yeah, that's what we also can do, sound over IP, that's no problem. But the thing is also like, one has to think of, will there be a center and then everybody gets the same, or, it sounds like a center point somewhere.
That's, I guess, the idea so far, that everybody sends to the center and then the center mixes it, and but without mixing much. The center basically opens the channels and then streams that up to the satellite, and everybody can. So everybody gets to hear the same, ultimately, but each of us is sending, of course, different material.
But I think we thought of that we leave this up to the artist who is doing the concept. So this is why we can't say too much, but there should be really a kind of a guideline. So there is really something that you have. Everybody has the atom clock, which is really precise. So you have not the delay thing. So you have a timeline, and you have advices what to do. And this will be then done from the artist, and how to use channels and how to join this thing, and how the perspective is from the different listeners, probably. Listening at one point is different to listening at the other, and probably listening at the satellite channel, so kind of can have different perspectives. So this is up to the artist who is developing the project.
I really like that the spoken word idea, because this is a tool how to make presence of those different cultures, different countries, to be understandable. Mm-hmm. More than with music or any other tools.
Yeah, that's still in discussion. We were thinking about combining the idea of absence, which is like a core topic, but to fill it rather with spoken word than with environmental sounds. But it, still, we shouldn't give too many directions to the artist devising.
Sure, but on the other hand,
so
if
true, because otherwise
we can't do it on our own.
I think this is important to make this really evident. Otherwise, we would not do something much more different than the entire concept of the whole evening is. If this evidence of differences. During those 20 minutes,
absolutely.
Yep.
It's not.
Yeah, and also maybe I should think about the communication side of it, because otherwise, I think Michael is right.
Yeah, just the thing I wanted to add, the focus on language will bring this conception of absence. If we do music, it's quite difficult to do that.
Yep.
But you cannot fix it. As Metunas, for example, said when he was asked what is Fluxus, he played sounds. So we have to be open-minded in this situation. It's a good point to say we have so much different languages and slangs, and that's what makes Europe wonderful, and we can present it. But maybe somebody don't want to talk in this situation. And that's, I think... We didn't want to say a name now, or we thought about few people, but I think it's a bit more discussion like we do it now, to say, okay, who can it be? Is it a group? is it male, female, whatever, alien. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Alien.
Synthetic Japanese. It has to have a really important center that that has to be dislocated on different places. So the central idea of the artists developing this piece, the structure, should have really something to do with dislocating it on different places, and that it makes sense that it is dislocated and not at one place.
Well, it's gonna come from different places.
Yeah. Or, I think for having the performers on different places, so it should be afterwards that there is a kind of a score, how it should look like is up to the artist. And then you have artists all around, performers all around our, we are, everybody, not must, but everybody can contribute. And so for performing this piece from, well, connecting us together, and this is why it was asked for having all the lines then going for Stockholm and for Vienna, and that there is then also from the artist to kind of score how to mix it together, and then this will be.
Let me say that concerning this simultaneity and dialogue between different or among different artists, the first idea to use in 2005, the two satellites of the two lines, Verdi and Malheur, of satellite of the EBU, was to provide, to give the opportunity to the people, optionally, of course, to do a dialogue between artists working, for instance, in Madrid or in Helsinki. We did that not in Arthur's Party, but in Rivers and Bridges, a project in 1996. And there in the computers you can see that. So I think it is still able, that possibility, and maybe in the other parties nobody goes further with this idea till now. Maybe it could be interesting to go in that direction too.
So what's gonna happen now?
I guess the procedure now is that we come up with a short list of, I don't know, three artists or so that we then suggest to you, and
yeah.
I guess we should keep it as simple as possible, so just make a vote. And hopefully everybody participates and thus dedicates to the project and accepts the vote that comes out, and then we arrange a collaborative commission to this artist, and then we will need information on who can participate on what slot with which performers in this composition. We'll have to collect that and arrange it with the artist. One practical thing we were thinking about is rehearsals, which of course will be a very complex matter, and we thought the best thing would be, well, maybe the artist can make tryouts with small groups if he or she needs to, but basically we would have a general rehearsal on the afternoon of the art's birthday with all the performers participating, so that they can have done it once before they go on air.
Via Skype or something like that?
Well, we can, at Deutsche Radio the line is already there when we're setting up at the space, I don't know for the others, so maybe we can ask whether it's possible to do it via ISDN already, then, I don't know.
It would make sense.
Absolutely.
So, the satellite channel is not open.
No.
I only want to say one, let's say, a bit pathetic thing. The situation is, we are as acoustic a group here, and we are not sports, we are not Eurovision Song Contest. The interesting thing is that we can figure out how it sounds in Europe, and That's the art behind it. And I think it's very important to have this intermedial rivers and bridges and horizontal radio projects and go on in the future with this, because I don't believe that that's the future.
One thing is clear, that the timeline for this project is very early. It's because we have, if we find a good artist to bring up the score, well, he needs time for that, yeah. And then we need time also to set up of the artists playing in the score. So we cannot wait for the normal timeline of activities.
So are we talking about the beginning of the broadcast? Basically,
for the time slot.
For the time slot.
Yes, we're thinking about two time slots, one at the very beginning, one at the very end, mm-hmm. because we all have different party schedules, and this seemed to be the best way of integrating everybody. Of course, there will be slightly different formations in the beginning and the end, but I think that's okay. We just need to know who is participating when.
And then there is only one slot which is filled with everybody, and everything else is hopefully not empty on the stage.
Then we do it again on the end.
But I think that we have to
As soon as you have put the whole project down and go more into practical things on how you would like to have the project with the which time slot and things like that. Because we actually need to bring in the technician in our master control rooms.
Yep.
Because the thing is that when we switch between ISDN lines, that we usually have a setting time between the for the codecs. So when we are switching, usually we have to have can't switch.
The idea wouldn't be to switch, but just to keep all 10 during the slot, or 10 or 13 or how. No matter how many we have, to keep them just open for 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then the people who contribute know when to act or when not to act. So it's not, the mixing is really a matter of just adjusting levels, maybe slightly, depending on how much, what kind of signal people send. But other than that, you just keep the channels open.
Okay. And then we'll see how it also is working, because Frank has a point here when regarding rehearsals, but we have to. I know that one of the satellite channels might be open for the whole day, so that rehearsal would be possible. But I'm not sure that the list.
Is it necessary that the satellite for the rehearsal, because you can listen back via your ISDN line anyway. Mm. You know, I think for the rehearsals it's not 100% necessary.
Yeah, but then
imagine.
Well, then on the other hand, everyone has to have an ISDN line back from Stockholm or
Vienna. Yeah, but you always have, if you have your ISDN line, you have a communication back on the same line.
But probably it's possible to send it to
you can always go back and forth on online.
Wouldn't it be possible to stream it on the EU website?
It gets to just longer delays than everything else.
It's faster than the satellite.
Is it?
An internet stream.
No, because of
up and down.
No, we have always
a satellite got like 1 second.
Yeah.
And you get 20 with internet stream, more or less.
20 to 30 seconds on the screen.
No, it's like when we have the audio signal and the video signal with our stream. The video signal is it's quite parallel, not much delay.
But in a way, I think it's no problem, because the satellite will be booked for the whole day, and everyone can downlink.
The easiest thing, because we're working with the actual setting we'll have in the evening, and that's always the best setting.
But I think if one asks Ushi and Pierre-Yves,
we can find out.
Now, I think, yeah.
Maybe there's no need to organize the rehearsal at the end.
We'll see.
Okay, so that means you write something together soon? Okay.